KX93.5. Yeah. Hello. I'm Tyler Russell. I'm still here. Jason.
Hello. Hello. Hello.
So we're very, very, very privileged to welcome now Matthew Logan Vasquez of Delta Spirit. Hello.
What up?
Oh, yeah.
What up, OC?
How are you, man?
I'm good.
Nice to have you in our studio.
It's good to be here. It's such a short drive from Dana Point.
Yeah,
awesome.
It is. This is a bit of a homecoming for you because you sort of grew up here and
yeah,
other
I went
places.
To Dana Hills High School yeah. and surfed a lot at Creek and Strands and all sorts of places and jumped off Monarch, Three Arch Bay, cliffs and all sorts of fun things down here. Love it down here.
You're a local, dude.
No, bro. No, bro. I'm no longer a local. I can't stand up anymore. Or I can stand up, but I just go straight surfing. So
it comes back, doesn't it? It's like
it
riding
does,
a bike.
It does, but it takes a minute.
Yeah.
Yeah. The water's filthy down there, mate. But you're better off.
I don't care. I like filthy water.
Well, you're in Austin now.
Yeah.
And your band's all over the place.
Yeah. Two of the guys are in New York, out in Brooklyn, and then out in Los Feliz or Atwater, our bass player lives in L.A., basically. And yeah. then Forest Falls up the mountain of Redlands, our drummer lives. So all over.
Yeah.
And I'm in Austin. Yeah.
But you're coming together at Outpost Fest.
That's right.
In Santa Ana.
We're making a music festival in Old Town Santa Ana, and everybody should go because the lineup's really good. We got Culver Kids and us and Blonde Redhead.
Do you, do you want me to read the poster?
Yeah, you should, because okay. I forget people. Beach Fossils.
Yeah.
Guards.
Yep, you got
I think
it.
I said all
You got
of
them all now. You got
and
them
it's
all.
Sponsored by a bunch of people. I don't know how we figured out how to do all this, but we did, and we're doing it, and it's going to be insane.
Well, Santa Ana thanks you.
Well, yeah.
It's our
You're welcome.
It's our downtown, really, Orange County's downtown. We're a bit of a splurge of sort of suburbia, aren't we? But it's
yeah.
nice to have that. Vibe.
Yeah, that Main Street, Old Town, there's so many cool restaurants and startups going on, and it's cool to see that. That's happening all over the country, but it's so unique to have it in Southern California because all the cool Art Deco stuff, there's so many warehouse spaces.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. it's prime for the picking, especially well, Santa Ana.
We always talk about how OC doesn't really have its own music identity, unfortunately. You know, we get kind of catapulted in with L.A.,
Yeah,
and this is necessary. This is the first time anybody's done something.
Yeah, that's
like
funny because Culver Kids and Del Spirit are both like OC represented bands,
right?
And then Tijuana
One
Panthers too is
yeah.
is pretty OC.
Yeah,
and I mean, people are in the know down here, and there's millions of us.
I know
that like good music.
Right.
So why the heck don't we, you know, start more bands and do more things? And most people from Orange County move to New York. Or Los Angeles, and then say they're from Los Angeles or New York. So it's good to represent. Orange County is a beautiful place to come from. You know, why not?
Yeah, totally. So tell us about the place you're taking over for the festival. You know much about it in Santa Ana?
It's, it's just like this whole downtown area.
Yeah.
I mean.
Never before done.
Yeah. We have been, we have a team of people that have been working like hell to get the, to get the city on board with it, and they've been the city of Santa Ana has actually been totally wonderful.
That's actually pretty cool.
You wouldn't expect,
yeah.
you know, a city to be so welcoming to have a bunch of, you know, kids playing loud rock and roll, but we're going to do it.
Yeah.
And they said, okay.
Yeah, no, I think they figured it out. They've got the whole art walk thing down there.
Right. Yeah.
Galleries and stuff open. They've paved over a bunch of streets.
Yeah.
And they're really getting the progressive ideas happening. All over the world, that whole same thing.
Yeah, they're going to make a ton of money. All
yep.
the small business owners are going to make a ton of money.
Yep.
And we're all going to have a really great time doing it.
Killer.
Good for
well,
you.
The festival, again, is Outpost Fest. It's on November 14th. That's a Saturday. Matt Vasquez from Delta Spirits in studio now talking about it. Tickets are only $40. That's pretty good.
That's a pretty good deal.
Yeah. Outpostfest.com is where you can find it. Are you good friends with Cold War Kids and everybody
yeah,
else that's in it?
Cold War
of course
Kids
you are,
took
yeah.
us out on our first U.S. tour like 10 years ago.
Wow.
And they were part of our Delta Spirit and Friends tour that we did in California. It was really fun.
Cool.
Love those guys so much and been big brothers, and they've championed our bands for
that's awesome.
Years.
Yeah.
So.
Well, you're in town all the way from Austin, where you have a new budding family life going on.
Yeah, I have a 2-week-old baby.
Dude.
But wow. I'm here talking to you.
Does that feel weird to say?
Yeah. His name's Thor, and he's half Norwegian, and he's beautiful. He's
Is he actually half Norwegian?
Yeah.
So that's why you gave him a
born
Norse,
and
a Norse god?
In Norway. Yeah.
Cool. Cool.
That's
really
family cool. name. And then the other, his middle name is Ulysses.
Wow.
which is also a family name.
Ancient mythology.
Yeah.
He's going to be a little guy, right? Maybe 3'6".
Yeah, 3'6".
Dweeby little guy.
Yeah, he'll be like a tiny guy with a real attitude.
Where were you when he was born? Were you there?
I was there. I was holding a leg, watching it all go down.
Right on.
Which it was leg? So powerful. Oh, well, at first the left and then the right.
Switch the right.
Yeah. Yeah. They needed to, hold it down. It's most of this is none of your business. But it was beautiful. It was incredible. And the females all around the world, women, you are amazing for being able to
and
do
now
that.
You know that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I knew that, but now I know that. Right. Like, you've wow. Woo! And, yeah, Martha's been a champion. She's just a born mother, my wife, and so it's
That's
been
great, man.
It's been it is amazing. Great. I love that you say it's none of our business because it really is none of our business.
Yeah.
And when you know, do you ever see that movie? Sting made a movie. I forget the movie's name now, but halfway through the film, his wife gives birth, and we all see it. And I thought, this is none of my business.
Yeah.
I don't want to see this.
Yeah. I don't want to see that.
No.
I don't want to hear Yoko Ono make moan sounds in Double Fantasy either, but some people want to do that, and that's fine.
Thank you.
Well, you still make it work as a band, obviously, despite having a new family, and this is a chance for you to do this sort of thing still. You know?
Yeah. You know, this whole thing's fun, and we get to do it. So,
right.
You know, working hard, it's easy.
Cool.
It's easy.
Matthew Logan Vasquez is here of Delta Spirit. Would you like to maybe play a song for us?
Yeah, let's do
cool.
it.
Cool. What are you gonna play?
Well, I'm in G, so I'm gonna play Bushwick Blues.
Thanks, dude. Whenever you're ready.
I met a young girl Well, I couldn't manage her because I think of you and every girl I meet. There's no relief that sounds to me just as sweet. So maybe I'm the fool for feeling used, but the way we kissed that night, I thought you knew. Because my love is strong and my heart is weak after all.
Yeah, man. Awesome. Nice job. Thank you.
Thanks.
Matthew Logan Vasquez of Delta Spirit is live in our studio. How good was that, man?
Dude, that was outrageous.
Yeah.
I want to know about the writing of songs like that. Do you like just go back to your hotel room and I imagine you're like completely drunk. You just, some girl just said no to you.
Actually, I can tell you exactly where I was when I wrote that song.
Tell us. We want to know.
In Dana Point.
Oh. No.
And the apartments at Monarch Beach. I used to live in the apartments at Monarch Beach where you walk to Salt Creek.
Yeah.
And there's two tunnels. And the smaller tunnel further away from the beach, I was drinking Highland Park single malt scotch, sitting in that tunnel late at night,
yeah,
thinking about somebody,
mm-hmm,
writing that song. And singing like in an echo chamber.
I knew you were drunk. Yeah.
I wasn't sober.
I mean, in the best possible way. That sounds terrible, doesn't it? Oh, you were clearly drunk when you wrote that song.
Yeah.
No, it was beautiful. It's great. Do you, ever go out and do like coffee shop gigs just for fun?
No.
You should. Because you're great. You're really great.
I used to busk all the time in San Diego and L.A. and here in Orange County, especially in the Salt Creek Beach Tunnel. I did that a lot. Actually, that's where I got my start. Actually, it was the Salt Creek Beach Tunnel.
Huh.
But now I like to play really loud unless it's this many people in a room.
But you're doing an intimate thing tomorrow at Fingerprints.
Yeah, but
in
it's
Long
still going to be loud.
Okay, all right. But it's intimate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We're intimately going to be very loud.
Intimately
it's
loud.
It's going to be like kind of, there's a song. Well, so Fingerprints, we're going to sell tickets for Outpost Festival, which is November 14th. And then every Tuesday and Wednesday, I'm going to do like solo residencies, and I'm also releasing this EP.
Right.
So one of the songs in the EP is actually a whole 12-inch side of Wax, 18 minutes of like Cortez the Killer autobiography rock and roll song. It's like slow, halftime, grooving.
That's like half
we're
going to
perform
the EP.
That. Yeah, half the EP is one song.
Okay. So that's what you're performing at Long Beach tomorrow. And tonight, there's a jam session.
Today,
in Huntington.
Yeah. In Anaheim.
Anaheim Packing District.
Packing District, yeah. And some old friends from old things. I'm still waiting to hear back about who's going to do it. But we're going to do it, and it's going to be loud.
Do you know what time that's at?
No.
Good.
What
5
time
o'clock.
Is it? At 5.
5 o'clock.
I don't. The guy behind me in the glasses knows all this stuff.
Well, if people can't catch you at one of those two things, certainly see Delta Spirit in full Saturday, November 14th at Outpost Fest, which again is such a big deal for Orange County and for Santa Ana. So cool of you guys to get this whole thing together.
Yeah, we're happy to.
We want to talk about your solo music, but will you play one more song for us and then we'll go into the solo song?
Yeah, I'll play a quiet solo song, which is you guys are probably the only people that'll hear it. Ever.
Cool.
Ever. It's Spanish moss hid our names. Never thought I'd see you again. When you left us, I wept so bitterly. Too young to meet your end. All the pain down below, it's the heat that gets me low. All the summers in the ocean, the friends I used to know. Sometimes the razor's edge is wide. Sometimes the gray defeats the white. Sometimes my sorrow turns to blackness as if I had the right. In the back row I sit, quietly listening. Somehow I felt you talking to me. I fell over then. Somehow I felt you talking to me. I fell over then.
Awesome,
mate,
dude.
So
thank
moving.
You. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yeah.
That was just us, huh? We're the only people on the planet.
No, that was a lie. I might play it tomorrow.
Oh, okay. Thanks, Matt. Yeah, really appreciate that.
Right. Yeah, sorry.
Whatever. Matt Vasquez from Delta Spirits in the studio. Let's talk about your solo stuff.
All right.
Under Matthew Logan Vasquez.
Yeah.
Which
it would be under Matt Vasquez, but my Instagram is Matthew Logan Vasquez, so that's the only reason why it's named that. Because there's too many Matt Vasquez, and I don't know where to direct people to send people to the music, and I don't really care. If it was Mud Music, which is taken also because I looked, so that's it. Yeah, Matthew Logan Vasquez.
You named your solo project after an Instagram handle.
Yeah. Because where else are you going to find... It's easier to find it. I don't care. I just love what I made, and I want to share it with people.
Right. It doesn't matter what you're calling
it.
No. Okay. All right.
No.
Everything's taken now anyway, right?
Yeah. I don't care. You can't sue me for coming up with that one.
No, it's your name.
Yeah.
So tell us about it. How is it different from Delta Spirit stuff? Yeah.
I just wanted to do some other stuff that was kind of more in the wheelhouse of like 70s rock and roll on the dissonant side of things, where it's like early Alice Cooper or like Pink Floyd metal, like that kind of stuff, or Neil Young Crazy Horse vibe kind of thing, where it's like the groove is simple and it's not even, and more phaser and vibrato than reverb.
Cool.
And something that's just kind of ugly and dissonant, which I think is really fun to do, and I lean towards that a little bit more than the rest of the guys in Delta Spirit, but Delta Spirit will continue, and
sure,
and that I think
clear.
That's like a really cool thing that or Delta Spirit is way more than a cool thing. It's like a family that I've been in for 10 years and love and want to continue to like refine songs with a group of people, and it's kind of fun to be Napoleon too for a little bit.
Well, after a decade, I mean, you deserve it. Yeah,
and it just experiment with different pockets, and I've built this really cool band that's going to play for all of the shows every Tuesday in LA at Lot 613, and then we're figuring out where exactly in Santa Ana, but it's going to be in Santa Ana every Wednesday night.
Cool.
So
that's
maybe
headed
at the
up by
Jost.
You. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a residency.
Yeah. And it'll be Jeremy Black from Apollo Sunshine and Dustin Lavelles, who used to be in The Fling and does his own thing now. And then Danny Garcia, who will be playing bass, but he is fantastic songwriter, also Reverend Baron.
Cool.
So that'll be that. And so where, a bunch of guests.
Where can people get the new EP if not at one of your gigs this weekend?
Well, on October 1st, if you go to MatthewLoganVasquez.com, there's a little link that you can send me some money via PayPal if you want to gift it to me.
Just transfer it directly to your bank account.
You can transfer it directly to my bank account, and something may be gifted back to you. But I have some test presses that that are actually pretty unique, and they're all hand illustrated artwork, and it's like a fun thing. The record will actually come out on November 3rd at the LA show, which should be fun.
Awesome.
Yes.
Yeah, completely killer, man. You've totally the music always just blows me away. You can talk all day, make as many jokes as you like, but when you sit and play guitar and you blow into that harmonica, I fell in love with you, dude.
Love you too, man.
I fell totally in love. I adore you.
My hand is near the equator.
Leave it. It's strange work. Go away. Get away from me.
All right. Outpost Fest is November 14th in Santa Ana. Again,
outpostfest.com.
Cold War Kids, Delta Spirit, Blonde Redheads, Blonde Redhead, Beach Fossil, Tijuana Panthers, and Guards. Did I get all of everybody?
Right? Really?
You did.
Right.
Yeah,
something
it's going like to be that. Fun.
Yeah.
We're going to play your solo song now. Everything I Do is Out.
That's correct.
Yeah.
It's all out.
Thanks, buddy. See you soon, okay?
Thank you, mate.
Peace.
Man.